Page 74. Exercise 4. Part B. Listen again. What do these three people have in common?
Good morning, listeners. I'm Mark Markinson, and we're back talking about turning points, those moments when something happens in our lives and afterward we're never quite the same. Let's go to our first caller, Nari.
Hi, Mark. I'm South Korean and came to Boston by myself when I was 17. Transitioning was hard. I had studied English but had never practiced with anyone. I was so nervous at first, and the second week I had to buy a cell phone. I was terrified, but the salesperson understood my first question and I understood his answer. The moment that happened, I knew I was going to be okay with my English and get my dream job in Boston. So I guess buying a cell phone was my turning point with my English.
Thank you, Nari, and your English sounds great. Let's go to Anthony.
Hi, Mark. Well, I started working for myself 1 year ago.
What made you decide to do it, Anthony?
I was doing graphic design for this company, and I was bored. I didn't like the company or town I lived in. I wanted to work for myself. I'd say my turning point was the day I started looking for my own clients online. As soon as I did that, I knew I was serious. I started doing freelance work, saving money, and 1 year later I quit my job and moved to Chicago.
Love those entrepreneur stories. We have time for one more call.
Hi, I'm Karina. I'm a doctor, but I didn't always know that was my calling. My aunt had cancer, and I took care of her during the hardest part of her treatment. After she finished treatment, she told me I had taken better care of her than any doctor. That's when I knew I wanted to help people like her. So my aunt's sickness was my turning point to decide my career.
And I'm sure your aunt is very proud. Thank you for sharing, Karina. And listeners, that's all the time we have for today. I'm Mark Markinson. Have a great day.